February is Black History Month. As we continue to grapple with the cold and darkness of winter, it's easy to let current events tear us down. But Black History Month reminds us that America is resilient. Hi, I'm State Senator Julian Bradley. My ancestors couldn't have imagined the possibility that I'd grow up to be the first Black Republican to serve in the Wisconsin Senate. Black history, American history, is a story of beating the odds and overcoming adversity. It's been said that there's nothing wrong with America that can't be fixed by what's right with America. We've overcome our country's original sin of slavery and built a land of opportunity both across the country and right here in Wisconsin. Black History Month reminds us that resilience and opportunity are at the heart of the American story. By tackling the cost of living challenges facing families today, we can ensure that story continues for the next generation. Senate Republicans are addressing energy costs, property taxes, and even the unexpected hospital bill. We know these things add up. This session, we've eliminated the sales tax on energy, passed legislation to exempt retirement income from taxation, voted to eliminate the tax on tips, expanded Wisconsin's child care tax credit, successfully reduced income taxes by $1.5 billion, and friends, we're not done yet. I'm championing a major reform that would make sure healthcare costs are transparent because you deserve to know the cost of basic services before you commit to pay. I've also co-authored a bill to get rid of taxes on overtime pay to give working-class Wisconsinites a much-needed boost. Senate Republicans are working to make life more affordable. The Democrats? It's a little bit of a different story. Many homeowners across Wisconsin were surprised in December by higher property tax bills. The cause of those increases was Governor Evers' line item veto that raised taxes for 400 years. The Evers-Rodriguez administration may pay lip service to affordability, but their actions show it simply isn't their real priority. But it is for Senate Republicans. There's more work ahead, but the future is bright, and regardless of what that groundhog said, spring is coming.